We've got mail. Obey and stay. I am an elder serving a full-time mission. One day I picked up the New Era and read Why Obey, November 2002, by Elder Athos M. Amorim. At that time, I wanted to return home, but I began to read this article with curiosity. When it mentioned the number of missionaries serving a mission and how they are sacrificing their time and money for the Lord, I thought about my selfishness. I read about how serving a mission is obeying our Father in heaven, and how sacrifice brings tremendous blessings. From reading this, I have decided to stay on my mission to help the Lord with this work. Thank you very much for this inspirational magazine. Name withheld, an elder who now loves his mission. Understanding. I like reading the New Era magazine. As a new convert in the church, it helps me to understand the real purpose of life. It helps me to understand the principles of the gospel. Thank you for the Q&A portion. It gives us a chance to tell our opinions and ideas. Jerry Lynn Kales, Hong Kong, China. Bread of Life. I love the article Baking a Difference in the November 2002 New Era. It made me realize how much I can do to help myself and others. Really appreciate and think about the sacrament. It was such a good idea that I'm getting the Laurels in my ward together to do the same thing. It will be a great experience to not only learn a valuable skill, like making bread, but also to learn to love and appreciate our Savior, the bread of life, more too. Thanks. Kimberly Stevens, Eagle, Idaho. A boost of self-esteem. I want to thank you for the story in the November 2002 issue of the New Era, entitled, I'm Worth It. For the last few months, I have been struggling a lot with my self-esteem and with my scripture reading. As I read I'm Worth It, I was overwhelmed with the Spirit, and I started to cry. I started to feel hope again and knew that I was someone special. I also knew that Heavenly Father could help me through anything if I but seek Him through prayer. Name withheld, Mesa, Arizona. Making progress. I'm grateful for the article Double Duty, November 2002. It made me think, hey, I need to get going. This girl did it twice, and I've finished only one personal progress value. Corinne Sanderson, American Fork, Utah. Thanks for the challenge to become. I'm so grateful for the New Era. It has really helped me a great deal in my life. I especially appreciated Elder Dallin H. Oak's message, August 2002. The New Era always seems to have the answers to my problems and questions. It is as entertaining as it is helpful, especially to me, a new member of the church. Nilo Isidro, Oras, Eastern Samar, Philippines. Correction. In Still a Sacred Place, April 2003. The year Joseph Smith arrived in Kirtland, Ohio, was misstated as 1838. Joseph actually arrived in 1831. We love hearing from you. Write us at New Era, We've Got Mail, 50 East North Temple, Salt Lake City, Utah, 84150, or email us at cur-editorial-newera@ldschurch.org. Submissions may be edited for length and clarity. End of the section, We've Got Mail. Poem, Choice.